It's one of the most difficult experiences of our lives, losing a loved one. But in recent times, more and more people are choosing to document this traumatic time in their lives through video and photography. I'm joined in studio now by Gerry Duffy, a videographer from Dundalk.
And among the video services you provide is the filming of funerals. Tell us how that developed.
It developed as a natural progression of life. I've been 32 years filming weddings primarily. And in some instances, parents get you back in to film not the birth of the baby, but the arrival of the baby home, the christening, etc. As the family's life progress with you, you get involved in christenings, communions and confirmations. And in one particular instance, just over 12 years ago, unfortunately, the child that I'd gotten to know didn't quite make it to confirmation stage. Shortly after we recorded her communion, she had passed away with meningitis. And to me, it was life-changing because the parents asked me to get involved in recording that celebration of her life. One, as a passage of video that people could touch with the moments in her life when they arrived to pay their respects. And two, the celebration of her funeral within the living room of the home itself. That progressed then on to other people who had heard of it. And grief is a very strange thing. People almost tend to shy away if you mention funeral and video in the same breath.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We mentioned it to a few people over the last few days and the first reaction was, you couldn't possibly do that. How many funerals have you videoed, Gerry?
Probably in the region of 140, 150 in total. Last year was an incredible year because of the volcanic ash issue. It meant that hundreds of funerals were touched with the secondary grief in brothers and sisters couldn't get home to parents' funerals. I had one lady who contacted me. She wanted her husband's funeral recorded because his first wife couldn't come home from Canada. And she wanted it recorded so that his first family could be a part of his passing. Mm. It's all done very discreetly. People have this imagery of cameras and graveyards and chasing hearses. That's not actually
and
what we do.
And it's just the mass itself.
It's literally the mass.
The celebration
It is a celebration of life. If you have been touched by a funeral in your own family, John, you very quickly forget all that was said.
And you also forget who was there.
Exactly.
And you'd love to know, and a lot of the time your recollection.
And that's the reason that funeral directors and undertakers are now encouraging families to look at that moment as a very large moment in the family's history and bring in a professional who will work discreetly and totally unobserved. People probably won't view it for 2, 3, 4 months afterwards. Some people maybe 12 months before they get around to watching. And it's a courageous moment to press play on a DVD player and relive that celebration. But it's the crutch that helps them through their grief.
Okay. Gerry, by the way, if you're taking a video at a funeral, do mourners ever come up to you and say, what are you doing here? And do the family know? Or?
Most time, John's by prior arrangement with the funeral director, we will work from a gallery where we're not observed at all. By the time the family have entered the funeral service itself, we're in position, and when the family have left, we leave discreetly behind them. So we try not to make a drama out of what is already a major crisis.
A discreet presence.
Very discreet.
Okay, and if anybody wants the details, we will also put them up on our website, rte.ie/John Murray.